Hi there, guys, and welcome to another episode of Muddy Musings. It's been a hot minute since we did our last episode, which was actually before the Australian Open, and it's mental to think of how much time has passed and how much action there has been since then. We've had like a we didn't even do an Australian Open roundup because we're all just so overwhelmed down at Muddy Musings HQ by what's been going on. But we've got a brand new slam champion in the shape of
Yes.
Jannik Sinner. Scott was absolutely delighted that Mr. Carrick Scott won his first slam after we predicted he would win one this
That's
year,
right.
didn't we,
Yes, we
Scott?
did.
But
I'm
we
ca I can't remember did we if we predicted that he would win that one though. Did you? Did
no, I think we all predicted that Novak would win the Australian Open.
Yeah, because none of us are stupid, but then
We are. But then I
apparently
also predicted that Andy would get to like the semi-finals.
Yeah, but then we had, we kind of had to predict that, right? Yeah, I'm looking forward to this episode. Firstly, like, yeah, it's just Scott and Claire
Just
today.
us today,
Claire's
yes.
not here. He's feeling a wee bit unwell, so send him your love.
Lots of love to Peter, yeah, and hopefully we'll have him back for the next episode.
Yeah, lots of love to be here. Yeah, Claire mentioned there that we haven't done a recording since before the Australian Open, and that's technically not true. There was an unpublished episode.
I mean, the less said about that one, the better.
Yeah, we recorded an episode and we thought, you know what'd be good? Like, let's do like a live watch along of Annie's match
So we have
in.
done it before.
Yeah, we have done it before. Which tournament was it that we?
I've already
I actually don't
already
remember.
blocked him. Is it Montpellier?
I think it was Montpellier. Yeah,
Yeah,
his most recent. Is that his most recent tournament? Is that his most recent?
I think so. Yeah.
I think it is.
Kind of blocked it from my memory already because it was so horrific.
Yeah, it was terrible. I think the worst part of that is that it was a 3-hour match and he won the first set, and so like we're kind of feeling that like oh yeah, I mean this is gonna be okay, and then it just kind of
Fell apart.
away just
Yeah.
significantly, and like the ending of that podcast like we like was not
Well, I
not good.
bailed. I bailed
Although I mean you
in the
bailed,
second set. Yeah, I was like, I'm out. I'm going to make some dinner. I'll be back if I feel like.
And you were like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go make some dinner. I'll be back." And then you didn't. And then very quickly, me and Peter realized that you made the right choice. That you'd seen the writing on the wall. So yeah, we didn't actually end up putting that one out because the end of that episode is not a fun listen at
It's
all. No,
no,
just.
and it literally will never see the light of day because it no longer exists because Peter hit delete on that recording
Oh, yeah, he did delete it.
so fast.
That's right. Yeah. So
That
I mean,
was not a happy time.
no, it wasn't. That's not the only tournament he's played since the Australian Open, is it? Is it the only tournament? No.
No, he's definitely I would say he's played at least three,
Has he?
right?
Is it three? I thought it was maybe only two, but yeah.
Let me just have a look at the schedule of what has been played so far, because I'll be able to tell you. So obviously we did the Australian Open, which
Yeah.
we had high hopes for. But he played Brisbane, didn't he, at the start of the year?
And at that point where he played well and like he and
Took us.
I think we realized then that like that that's been as good as it's got for us
Well,
really as
yeah,
years
because
go by.
he played Dimitrov in the first round of Brisbane.
He did
He's the
well, I know.
only, actually, he was the only player to take a set off of Dimitrov
Yes, that's
in that
right.
whole tournament. So, like, I think that kind of gave us, we're like, oh, you know what? Like, okay, he lost in the first round, but he lost to the eventual champion. I always think it's not so bad if you lose to the eventual
Yes,
champion.
when you lose to the eventual champion, yeah, for sure.
And he was the only one to take a set off of Dimitrov. Like, he had an inspired tournament.
That's right.
But yeah, then it just didn't go well after that. Like, he played in the Kooyong Classic, didn't he?
That's right, which is
And
obviously like an exhibition event, but
so he beat Dominic Thiem to actually have had a win in 2024. Like, if you want me to really grasp the straws here,
I think
have
it's
had a win.
I feel like it's a poor situation when
It's
you
a poor situation,
put
but I'm going
an
to take it.
exhibition win over Dominic Thiem over 2024 Dominic Thiem.
Beat Dominic
So
Thiem, lost to Marin Cilic,
that's right.
and then we came into the Australian Open, and it was, that it was pretty horrific, wasn't it? Against Mach, oh, I can never pronounce his surname.
Him. Yeah, him.
Yeah, you know who I mean.
That guy.
And then we played, yes, then we had Montpellier, where he had that absolutely horrific loss to
Yeah, that
Edouard
was terrible.
Vert.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's like
My
one of
bad.
the worst tennis moments of my life.
Yeah, to be, I think it made it worse that it was to Benoit Paire. Like, no disrespect to Benoit Paire, but like the
Yeah,
fact that
I
Benoit
mean,
Paire,
yeah.
the fact that Benoit Paire dragged out a comeback against Andy Murray,
Yeah.
is kind of where we're at.
It was so bad.
No disrespect to Benoit Paire, but he's hardly known for his comeback style wins, is he? And yet, and yet that was where we were at. And
Yeah.
then, has he
And
played?
that, no, and that was it. That was
I
it.
don't think that was it. So yeah, that is all that he's played.
And
Yeah,
here we are. So he has played three tournaments. I was just getting mixed up in the order that they'd come.
that's right. He has played three tournaments. And it's yes, it's did he play Dimitrov in the second round of Brisbane, or was it the first?
No, the first round.
So that is why he's
We've not
had
had a win.
first round losses.
Yeah.
I feel like we've steadily now even regressed to the point that we used to be at, which was like, oh, we'll take a third, fourth round to now,
Yeah,
we'll take a win.
we'll take a win. Well, that's
Take a
why I'm
W,
grasping on to that win over Dominic Thiem.
Yeah, which is yeah,
He
in a tournament that technically doesn't count.
doesn't count. Yeah, doesn't
Doesn't
count in the head-to-heads. No
matter.
one cares. It's just a nice Australian warm-up event.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what though? Maybe the omens are on our side, because today is 18 years to the day. I mean, he's not playing today, he's playing tomorrow. So I don't know. The omens are a day late, maybe.
It's fine. They're on. It's different time zones, you know, so it's fine.
Sure. The omens are a day late. It's 18 years to the day today that Andy won his first title
Yep,
in
19th of February,
San Jose.
2006.
That's right, and he was 18 years old at the time.
Yep,
And
yep.
he, yeah, it's a famous clip. I'm sure if anybody's listening who follows us on Twitter, I feel like that's probably where most of our listeners do come from. You've probably seen the clip of Andy, winning the title, climbing into the crowd and hugging Kim, which is obviously it's a good thing they then obviously went on to get married and stuff like that and have kids, because otherwise, like, can you imagine, like, this is a great footage of Andy Murray winning the
Yeah,
title,
if he had like a
climbing up into the
different
crowd
partner now. Yeah.
and kissing his ex-girlfriend right there. That would be awkward.
It's such a lovely moment between them, like the way that he hugs her at the end as well. Like it's just like it's like so wholesome and pure relief that he's
Yes.
won this and he's so happy that she's there with him.
Yes, it's very cute.
Like, yeah, like it would be so weird if they
I feel
weren't
like,
married now.
in all fairness, I feel like the editors probably would have edited out if they were not together.
Would
Yeah,
they? Would they? You know, they like to
maybe
stir
not.
shit up.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But yeah, it is. It's a very yeah. It's also a very cute kind of image of that happening.
And he beat one of his heroes in that match, didn't he? Leighton Hewitt in a third set tie break, and that's who he named one of his dogs after,
That's
Rusty.
right. That's right. Yes, correct. Yeah, he beat Leighton Hewitt, and then in the semi-finals, I do believe he beat Andy Roddick. Which yeah, obviously, was huge as well, especially at that point. Where Andy Roddick was like one of the top players in the world. So it was obviously yeah, very, very successful week for him. We were talking before it, and before we started recording, like, Claire, you say you don't remember the match itself.
No, I certainly didn't. I didn't see it playing live at the time, because I can't even remember back in 2006, like how I watched the tennis. Like, you know, it was like kind of like scrabbling about for snippets wherever you could find them, but it wasn't as easy.
No.
It's not that tennis is easy to get now because you have to pay so much money for it, but it is more like if you're willing to pay for it's more accessible now. But like back in 2006, it was really difficult to get it if it wasn't like one of the slams. So I can't remember that match, you know, like significantly in the sense that I've like sat down and watched it. I did see the highlights of it, but it wasn't until the next day that I found out he had won. And it was just so happy for him.
Yeah, I think that was around the time for me where I think I really I think like really kind of I think remember like the chat that there was, like, of, you know, there's this new kind of kid on the block, like he's British, and then eventually it was like, oh, he's Scottish, he's actually Scottish, and that kind of then was like, oh, well, this is even cooler, because, like, you know, he's actually from Scotland, and, like, he's actually, you know, because obviously up until that point, a lot of our kind of, you know, relatively, you know, prominent British players were English, and, you know, it kind of made it more of a kind of, oh, this is actually quite cool that, like, you know, it's this Scottish player who's kind of making a name for himself. And I feel like, yeah, I feel like I feel like you kind of got it right there when you said, like, it was a lot harder to kind of get access to to watching the actual tennis, like, and so, like, that was around the kind of time where, yeah, it was almost like whispers in the wind, or, like, in the back page of the newspaper, or, like, you know, trying to find a little bit of info here and there about, oh, you know, there's this kid who obviously everyone there referred to him as Andrew Murray. A lot of the time it was Andrew Murray, Andrew Murray, Andrew Murray. Which is obviously hilarious.
I find it so weird because he's so not an Andrew to me.
Yes,
I know a lot of Andrews, and he is not an Andrew.
It's also funny as well, because, like, is he not, like, I'm pretty sure, is he not on, I'm pretty sure he's on trophies as Andy, right?
I think he is now, but I think probably back. I bet you, like, if you were to get your hands on that San Jose trophy now, if they do engrave it, I bet it says Andrew Murray.
Yeah, maybe so. Although, to be fair, a lot of the time, this cat, I'm sorry, listeners, there's a cat eating cheese right here. This is
That
very
is Sir Andy Flurry, isn't it? No,
Sir
Sir Andy Furry.
Sir Andy Furry, yeah. He's eating cheese, which is
Andy Flurry's the name of the critter.
Andy Furry's the name of the Brit,
Scotland.
and Andy Furry's the name of this cat who's trying to eat cheese. So, but yeah, I mean, actually, a lot of the time, to be fair, they engrave trophies with, like, the first initial of the first name into it. Like A. Murray. Yeah, so was that kind of, like, you know, it was almost like rumors in the wind back then, which is weird.
I went to I was so I was in I was at uni at the time. I was a third year, and there was a one mate in my class who was really into Andy as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't know that many other people that were, like, really keen on him at the time, that were, like, even that into tennis. But, like, there was this my pal Jamie who was big into Andy Murray. And so, like, the two of us were like, oh my God, did you hear the latest? Like, I had someone to talk about with it in class. I do remember
Very,
chatting with him about
yeah,
that.
wholesome memories, really. Yeah, I mean, so it's almost a kind of, like, yeah, that's why it would be so nice if we had, like, a nice run here this week, I suppose, like, you know,
So good.
18 years on. Yeah, like, yeah, I don't even know, like, yeah, we were saying, like, before we started recording, this does, like, not to get onto the negative, but I guess it's, like, quite hard to not talk slightly negative at the moment. Like, we know for a fact that Andy doesn't like the negative chat, or he doesn't have much time for the negative chat, which, you know, we know
Fair
that,
enough.
you know, from the way that he's responded to certain people, certain journalists, that, yeah, he doesn't really have much time for it. But also, like, you know, I you know, as fans of his, and as kind of, like, analysts of his, it's hard not to, like, obviously talk about the kind of, I guess, negative period of his career that he's in. Like, he's also admitted that he's in a negative period. I think he did an interview, like, yesterday, where he said, you know, this is obviously one of the hardest periods of my career. I've never really had a period like this. Like, the only thing that you could really maybe even compare it to, or even begin to compare it to, was, you know, those kind of slight downturns in his form. That he had, like, if he lost, like, an Australian Open final or something, like, six, like, few good few years that happened, like,
And he
he
had
would
a slight
have, like,
dip afterwards,
lose, like, early rounds of, like, Indian Wells, Miami, you know, people would be like, oh, you know, he's on a bit of a losing, and he got, like, down himself. But then with that, he always felt like, you know, he's gonna refind his form and stuff. But, you know, it is just that, like, we're now at that point in his career where we're like, right, well, is he, you know, it's not necessarily about his form, it's more about, you know, is he still capable? Like, he says that he is, and that's great for us as fans. Like, it's good for us to hear that. But you know, and if I'm gonna be, you know, if I'm gonna take out all my bias out of the situation, I do feel like, you know, now, like, okay, right, you know, we can talk this talk, Andy, we can talk this talk, but we are gonna have to kind of see something from you. You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna have to see we're gonna have to see like some wins somewhere. Like even if it's like here or there, even if it's like one win here, one win next week, or whenever, you know. Because he must know that he can't keep going on like this, or it's gonna have to be the end of the line, right?
Well, this is it. Like, because the thing is, he rightly talks about how much he loves tennis and he loves to play tennis and he loves to compete. And I've got no doubt that, you know, right now he loves to train. I'm sure he, you know, he's talked about training. He loves to go out and do that, and that is great. But I mean, he's obviously, like he said in his response to that article that was written, where, you know, it was kind of questioning, is he starting to damage his legacy slightly? He did say, "I'm not most people,"
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
and so what I was going to say there, if it was me, I think I would get to the point where I can't stand this feeling of just losing constantly. It doesn't matter how much I love the game, I can't stand this. But Andy's not me. Andy's not, he's not you. He's his own person. And there's got the fact that he's still well, and he's had this terrible start to the year. He didn't have a great year last year after, basically after reaching the final in Doha last year.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's still willing to push himself to go out, it shows that he's built differently. It shows that there is a different mentality there with
Sure.
him,
Yes, for sure.
that he's willing to go out and fight, and he will put up with almost, I don't want to say humiliation, because I don't think he's humiliating himself by going out and losing, but almost,
Yeah, like I
you
kind
know what
of
I'm trying to say? Like, it's almost a
yeah.
kind of humbling experience.
Yeah, it's like a kind of realistic kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's getting on a bit, he's got a metal hip, and like it's actually it's interesting, because like it like this is almost the most realistic period of Andy Murray's career. Like this is like what's happened, like, and this is the interesting thing, is that this is what should be happening to Andy Murray right now. Like he should be losing early. Like this is what should be happening. Like this is what happens to people, like when they get a metal hip. If a tennis player got a metal hip at this stage of his career in his late 30s, like this is what should happen. Like this is exactly the kind of results we should be expecting. This isn't surprising, you know. It's not surprising, but it's also Andy Murray, so it's like, well, you know, it's a, like okay, like it's a very interesting part that we're at, that like this is actually a kind of a very kind of. Yeah, like this isn't a surprising result to a player with a metal hip and a you know, in his late 30s. But also, like, is there anything that Andy could maybe kind of produce here to, you know, give us a, you know, a couple of final runs or
See, I think
anything? Like, and he obviously believes that there is. He obviously thinks that there is.
and I think he's said over and over again that it's physically his body feels okay. You know, like physically he thinks his body can compete and can go out there and do it. And you know, like, yes, there's a lot of time where he looks like he's about to collapse on the court, but that is literally how he walks. That's his, he's got that kind of lumbar. He looks like he's really out of puff, but let's remember that he is nearly 37 years old.
Yes.
Even Djokovic looks like he's really out of puff at times.
Yes.
And yeah, like I think the physicality isn't an issue so much. I do think he's just, I think there's a bit of a mental block just now. Like he just, I think he's maybe, I don't know if it's a confidence thing, like if he is just feeling like a bit, there's a bit of low confidence there in himself when he goes out. And but he's like, the thing is, he's having these moments when it's absolutely amazing tennis that he's playing. And like he won, like that first set against Benoit Paire, when he just 6-2, and he made it look really easy, and then he fell apart. Like I'm not inside his head. I wish I was. I don't wish I was inside Andy Murray's head. He's
And
got
you'd
to go
be
to it this
yelled at a lot if you
way.
were inside his head.
But like I'm not inside to say, so I don't know what he's thinking there. I mean, only he knows, and I think he knows what's best for himself. I just, he deserves a win so much. I just really need to see him get a win.
It's just a I think it's a difficult period for him. It's a difficult period, obviously, for I'm sure, you know, his coaching staff, his friends, family. It's, you know, it's a difficult period for us as well, you know, as fans of him, for for years, for you know, all the highs and yeah, the lows, and now you know this is a pretty real low period. It's also like the way that like you know it does. You know, we've spoken before about how kind of a how he's such a changeable guy. Like you do, you know, like the funny thing with Annie, and I love him to death, but like. He is so hard to read in that way. Like even his words are hard to read because, you know, if you were to take any of the kind of quotes from him, kind of at the start of this year, at the end of last year, you know, you would think from what he was saying that like he's moving towards retirement. Do you know what I mean? You would because he's saying, oh, you know, if I have another kind of few, you know, early round losses, like it's really not. You know, I'm not. He's also talking about not enjoying the game anymore. Like, and he literally said, "I'm not enjoying the game anymore." And then, like weeks later, he's popping off a journalist on Twitter for saying, "Well, he's not enjoying the game. He's losing early." And I know I'm kind of being unfair here to Andy. Like, the journalist also said that crappy line about legacy, which you know, without that, I would think maybe the article's okay. But it's like. And you're saying these comments about not enjoying the game anymore, you know, you're not feeling it. And then, like, you know, a few weeks later, you're like, you know, I've got a lot left in me. And it's like, right, well, where are we at, Andy? Where are we at? And this is why I love him. Like, I love
Yeah,
him. I'm talking about him. Like, I'm so
he's so
frustrated.
contradictory.
He's so frustrating. He's such a frustrating, contradictory kind of man who
The do you
changes.
know
He
what
changes his mind all the time. We all change our minds all the time.
the
And
thing that I have
that's
definitely
why
come
something like.
to learn about Andy over the years is that he is in control of his own narrative. So, like,
Yes.
if he wants to say that I'm not enjoying it, that's fine. But if someone else says it, he's like, no, fuck you. That's for me
Yes.
to say. It's for me to take the call on. Not
Yeah.
for you or for anyone else. So I think personally, I think that's where he's coming from there. It's like when, you know, like if you've got a really annoying sibling and you're allowed to say whatever you want about them, but if anyone else says it,
Yes.
like that's my brother or sister you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, I think it is almost like he comes out and he says, "Oh, you know, I'm not enjoying my tennis anymore." And someone's like, "Well, I'm gonna write an article about Andy not enjoying his tennis anymore." He's like, "Well, go fuck yourself."
Yeah.
And like it, you know, and that in essence is ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous because of course, journalists are gonna listen to what you say, Andy. I'm gonna make like calls like that. But then also it's like this is you know this is Andy we're talking about like this kind of attitude, this kind of like you know pushback, this kind of like angst and this kind of like frustration almost at himself but also at others, like is you know this is exactly why we love him. Like we just don't know, we don't know like what he's going to do next, because like it honestly wouldn't surprise me if he loses tomorrow, he loses the next event, and he's like, you know what, this is it. Like I've had enough. Like, and you're like, okay, like, all right, you know, and like, I just don't know where he's going right now. And like, this is why we're all guessing. Like, you know, maybe we should stop guessing about his
That's
retirement.
it, like we're all just speculating now, aren't
Yeah,
we?
well, now we're all just guessing. And he, you know, but I feel like he also is speculating as well. Like he's speculating as well. Like he doesn't really know. You know, he's hinted at the fact that like he has an idea of where he would like to retire. Like that's a quote that I saw the other day. And that he's talked it through with his team, and I mean, you have to think it's going to be at Wimbledon if it's not at the Olympics, of course, I guess. But you would think it's
It's
going to be
got no,
Wimbledon.
it's got to be Wimbledon,
You would think it's possible
surely.
Wimbledon. It's just like a case of like, I mean, which Wimbledon,
But
right?
not this year. I refuse to accept that it's Wimbledon this year.
Yeah, I mean,
No
Claire, you
way.
said like Claire, you did say before that like, yeah, maybe this is his last full season, and then he retires like next year at Wimbledon. Like that would make sense. I mean, we're doing exactly what you shouldn't do, and things. You know. Andy, if you're listening, don't pop off at me
Don't
on Twitter.
pop up at us on Twitter, please,
Don't
Andy. We love
call me out.
you.
Don't call me out, Andy. Don't call me out, Andy. I'm sorry. Don't pop off of me if you're listening to this. We love you, Andy. We love you big time. But yeah, it's yeah. I mean, you have to think it'll be at Wimbledon like some year. And we've all joked that we would love it to be Wimbledon in like 2030. But you know,
Yeah.
obviously that's been very, very unrealistic.
I mean, I'll take 2027 because I did say, like, you know, I wanted him to play till he was 40. So
I
he'll
don't
be
know.
40 in 2027.
I think
Even if we just wheel him out for Wimbledon 2025, 26, 27, he doesn't do anything else.
sure. I think you know. I think it would be really quite poetic if it was 2025, like
Yeah.
20 years on, and realistically, I'm like, if he says that he's got an idea of when, where and when he would like to retire, you mean you kind of think. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Talking about this week specifically, we actually did a bit of guys,
a little bit of research.
You should all be proud of us. We did a lot of research before this when we looked up the draw of this tournament. He hasn't got the best first round, does he?
No, and I have said this, I say this all the time. Qualifiers give me the fear.
Yes.
Because they're on a winning streak. Like they've had to win two. Mm. I think for Doha anyway, I'm sure it's two. They've had to win two matches to get to the first round. So, you know, they're kind of like they're coming off the back of two wins. They're probably feeling quite good.
Yes. Yes.
Qualifiers always give me the fear. So he's playing Alexandre Muller from France.
That's right. That's right. And he also, it is that way with, you know, these kind of qualifiers who think they're playing themselves into form, and now they've got Andy Murray to play, and Andy, they're going to make some headlines, that's better.
He's 10 years younger than Andy. They've only played each other once before, and Andy won it.
Claire, is he going to lose in the first round? Dear Lord. Claire, if we're being, like, obviously your heart's screaming no, Claire, but please, Claire, be realistic.
I have to dream the impossible dream.
We're not doing this, right?
Have Andy Murray reach the heady heights of round two.
Of round two.
That's all I want right now.
We'll celebrate. We'll celebrate. If we get our first win this season.
I feel like we did touch on this before we started recording, but I feel like what we shouldn't do right now is talk about his potential round two draw. Let's just focus on getting through the first round.
To be honest.
Because we've been trying to be quite cautious.
Yeah.
With other tournaments, and we've been like, oh, you know, like if he makes it to round three, he could play this player. Like we talked about that at the Australian Open, we were like, he could have a Djokovic match up in round three. That would be amazing. Never happened.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's just not talk about who he could potentially play in round two. Let's just hope that he gets there.
Yeah, so let's just hope that he manages to claw his way through a first round in under 3 hours.
Oh, it'd be amazing. I mean, I would imagine if we got it in under two.
Imagine if we got a straight set to win. How nice would that be?
Dream the impossible dream.
Like the highlights for us this season, it is literally that first set against, was it the first set against Grigor Dimitrov? I think it was. That's probably the best tennis that he's played.
Yeah, and he played fine. Not bad in that first set against Benoit Paire.
It was not bad.
I didn't say it was great.
It was not bad, but that last set.
If we could do best of one,
he would have
won that match.
Well, that last set was not. That last set was not looking good. We're not sure what was going on, but it was nothing good. The first one, you know what? The first one I'll give you. You know what though? Like thinking back to that Dimitrov match, right? He was so aggressive in that first set against him. Like he was so good. Like he was hitting the ball really hard. He was literally what, like two games away from beating him? And that's big now. Looking back, you're like Dimitrov, like, you know, is on fire right now. He's playing very, very well. Reached another final last week. He's playing very well. So like looking back, like you're like that match is easily, I would say, the highlight of that issue.
Yeah, well, because the thing is, and we said this back before that, like when we got the draw for Brisbane, we were like, I mean, Dimitrov has had a phenomenal second half to the season. He's had a brilliant end to the year. You know, like he's been working with Jamie Delgado.
Yes.
Look what he's done to him.
Yes.
And so, like, the idealist in me was like, oh, yeah, no, but it's cool. Andy can still beat him. But the realist in me was like, no, I think this is probably a match. But then when Andy won that first set and you saw how well he was playing, you actually started thinking, oh, actually, here we go.
Yeah, he did play very well.
He could win this. He did
play very well. And that was on New Year's Day, wasn't it? It was on New Year's Day.
Yeah. Because he lost, didn't he? Was he playing, what match was it he played that he lost? Or he played doubles with Holger Rune on New Year's Eve
That's right, and he
and
lost.
lost that. And then he played singles on New Year's Eve
Yeah,
and lost that.
he ended last year with a loss and immediately started this year with one. So we were doing well. We were doing well. We were bookending the new year with that, with some losses. Obviously there's been some talk, and I say there's been some talk. There's been some talk in the Andy
Sure,
Bike,
just fair.
the anime we group chat that there is kicking around about the possibility. What does Annie need? Does he need new coaching setup or whatever? I just don't think that. I don't think it's realistic at this period of his career. Like, I mean, like, who's he gonna hire? Who's he gonna get on? Like, really? Like, at this point in his career, to like, I mean, who would he get? Like, I don't know. Like,
Your
unless.
Roger Federer is looking for a job.
I mean, he's got a new documentary to promote around. I mean, yeah, but like, who else? I mean, I don't know who get. Like, do you know what I mean? Unless it was somebody obviously he's worked with before, hypothetically, Danny Delgado is not leaving. But like, hypothetically, if it was somebody like him who he'd worked with and who he's good friends with,
And
yeah.
you think, because like, okay, I know he never had, like, he didn't have like a big major win under Amelie Mauresmo, but I thought she was a very good coach. But obviously, she's tournament director for the French Open, so she's never going to take on
Yeah.
a coaching gig with Andy again.
The interesting thing about, if you were a tennis coach, right, coaching Andy Murray right now, you'd be agreeing to sign up for like a last kind of like, to be the one who coached Andy to like what, his final title? Do you know what I mean? Or his final like tournament run, a major, or like a and become known for that at this period of their career. Do you know what I mean? Like, I suppose managed to bring the best possible version of Andy Murray out right at the end of, his career. Which is an interest, is that's an interesting ask of a coach. If I'm a tennis coach looking for, I'd be tempted, right? Like, you'd have to think a few tennis coaches out there would definitely be thinking about that. But I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I just don't think that's right. I'm not totally certain, totally convinced that Andy is looking for anyone right now to coach him. I don't know. I just.
Yeah, I know, because it is always hard to tell, like he seems to have a good relationship with Johnny O'Mara,
Yes,
but
right. Yes.
but Johnny's not his coach.
No,
Like,
no.
Johnny's still an active tennis player,
That's right. Yeah.
and so like and Johnny's younger than Andy as well. I think
That's right.
he's, what,
Yeah.
maybe, I think he's about 30.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
There or
Yeah.
thereabouts. So,
Yeah, about that.
like, as a doubles player, Johnny's still got like quite a decent length of time ahead of him in terms of his career.
Yes.
So I couldn't see him being like, oh yeah, I'm going to give that up and become like Andy Murray's field. And I don't think Andy would want that either. I don't think he would.
No.
But also, I just don't think that would be the right. I think Johnny O'Mara is absolutely amazing. Like, he is. I think he's possibly the best, like, cheerleader, wingman to have on your team. Like, no matter what is going on, he is up there pushing Andy on. He's giving him words of encouragement. But that's not necessarily right now the coach that
Yes.
he needs. I think, like, I mean, the, I don't know. I'm not a tennis player. I'm an armchair fan, so it's quite hard for me to really like make appropriate comment. But like the whole partnership with Lendl last year, I thought was a disaster, complete disaster.
I think it was, yeah. I think it was about as disastrous as like possible. And I think realistically it was probably doomed to be that way from the start in a way, like just because he wasn't, as present as he needed to be. He didn't wasn't as committed to the cause as maybe Andy wanted him to be. But then you have to imagine that Andy knew that going in, like that they talked about what their kind of setup was gonna be. You'd have to think, but then Is Andy really like maybe Andy thought he was at a different period of his career than he realistically was? Like, that's part of it. Like, maybe Andy thought, oh, yeah, no, that'll be fine. And then realized quickly, oh, wait a minute. This
And yeah, I need someone
isn't what
with me
I
more.
need. This isn't what I need. But that, yeah, it's almost a shame because it feels like you've almost like it's, like he had a really great run with Lionel. Then he got Lionel back and he had another really great run with Lionel. It's like the forgotten third act of like a film.
Yeah, like
One
a real the
trilogy.
really,
Nobody.
really bad final
Nobody.
to a trilogy.
Nobody talks about the nobody really talks about Back to the Future 3, do they? They went to the Wild West in that one. Nobody really talks about that one. So it's like a really good, it's like the forgotten trilogy finish, which yeah, it's a bit of a shame really. And yeah, I mean, I don't know, like maybe that was the kind of last kind of real push for a coach from Andy. I just don't, I mean, who, like, the thing is, like, the reason that I say, like, I feel like it would only really work if it was going to be somebody that he's already worked with before. Like, it's a really, like, and again, I don't want to badger on about the fact that we're near the end of Andy's career, but like, is he going to get somebody in and like have to get to know them? Blah, 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 blah. Like,
There is all
the
that,
best
isn't there?
period of his
You
career.
kinda, yeah, you kinda want someone at this point who can just like dive right in at the deep end with
And
them.
that's why I say, like, surely it would only work if it was somebody he knew. I mean, I don't know. I literally have no idea. But I mean, I guess we'll see, or maybe we won't if he decides not to hire someone. I just
Oh, do you know
not.
what? He should bring back the number one coach he ever had, who's always cheering him on. Bring back his mammy.
Bring
Bring
back
Judy back
for the
in at the
final
fray.
hurrah. Yeah, guest of the pod, Judy Mann.
I mean, she's the one who started it all. Why not bring her back in?
But you know what? Do you reckon they've discussed that? Do you reckon they've discussed that? I reckon maybe they have. I reckon.
I don't know.
Ah, would Judy be okay? Would Andy be yelling at Judy?
I think he wouldn't dare.
You
Would you
know
yell at Judy?
what? Oh, fuck no. Jesus.
Would you yell at Judy?
Don't
Imagine
listen,
yell.
Judy.
Imagine
Don't.
turning around and
Listen,
yelling at Judy.
I've been privileged enough to have had a few conversations with Judy Mariner. And no, absolutely no. We've had her on the show.
No
We've had her
way,
on the
man.
show, and
Like,
we're
imagine
not.
you're playing, you turn around, you go to give a mouth, and you just see those like Judy's piercing eyes look down. Yeah, my life would expire
No, it's a no from us.
immediately.
It's a no from us. None of us have the guts enough to do that.
Do you know what that's called?
Yeah, I
Do you know
don't
what that's called? I almost called you Andy there.
know. What was that? Sorry, Claire.
I almost called you Andy. I was like, do you know
What's
what that's
what?
called, Andy?
That'll
No, that's called.
be my hair right now. I've got old school Andy Murray hair going on.
That's the hair.
That's what it
That's
is. I've got
Andy.
old school for our listeners. My hair is almost old school Andy Murray-esque. Yeah, I mean, don't really know. I don't really know where we're at now. And that's okay. Like, do we know what Andy's schedule is looking like beyond this week, Claire?
Presume he's going to play Dubai.
You would think he's going to play Dubai.
And
Because he,
then
yeah, I mean,
after Dubai, is it on to America after Dubai? So you've got Dubai from the 26th to the 2nd of March, and then Indian Wells starts on the set on the 6th of March. Qualifying for Indian Wells, I think, starts on the 6th of March. So,
that is correct. Okay, I guess that's part of the season that we're at. It feels weird. Yeah, just give us a first round. Give us a first round, Andy. Give us a first round, mate, please. That's all.
Do you mean a first round win?
Yeah, give us a first round win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, probably just get out of the
Because
door.
we'll get a first round.
Get out of the core, Andy. Let's give you a round of applause again, anyway. Yeah. And I guess we'll see. Other. You been watching any other tennis at all, Claire? Keeping up to date with anybody else? It's
If
anything?
I'm being perfectly honest, I've not really this
That's
past
fine.
couple of weeks. I've
You
been.
see that you see that Yannick's continued his winning ways with a title.
Yeah. Was that Rotterdam he won?
I think it is. Yeah,
Yeah.
doing very, very well. So he
And
is just on fire, isn't he?
Taylor Fritz defended his title in Delray Beach.
Today?
And
That today? That was today. Yeah, I
yeah,
think.
and did Iga win in Dubai? No? No, that's Dubai's playing just now, isn't it? Did Iga win in Doha? Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Sprinter,
Yes. Yeah, I mean, she
yep.
wins all the time. Is that not her third one or fourth one or
I
something?
think so, yeah.
Yeah, she's playing well as well. Yeah, it just Claire. Just, miss the times when Andy was in those finals days.
I know. I know. I
It
feel
wasn't so long
like
ago. It wasn't so long ago. Was it about this time last year that he played the final of a tournament?
in Doha, yeah,
Yeah.
made it all the way to the final, lost to Medvedev,
That's
which,
right. Yeah.
that's an honorable defeat. That's all right,
That
isn't
is an
it?
honourable debate.
You know,
I mean, he got significantly pumped by that.
he get absolutely, he get
Yeah,
ass handed to him, but you
taken
know,
to the woodshed and straight
yeah.
set. But never mind. It is an honourable defeat, but it was a defeat.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but it was
Yeah.
a final. It
It
was
was
a
a final.
final.
And we felt like before maybe win a title. How far I feel like we've come. And that's okay. Like it is okay. And that's the thing, like about all of this, is that like it is okay to be at this stage. Because again, like this is it
You
almost
know what?
like the natural way of things
And
to
do you
be.
know something? I actually think even without the hip, I
Yes.
think we might have been approaching this stage regardless now.
Thing.
Because yeah, because we'll think about it, right? He's going to be 37 this year. And you look at, okay, I mean, it's completely irrelevant. You cannot compare to Novak because he is like a different model of a
Yes,
human
he is.
being
Yes, he
altogether.
is. Yeah,
But I mean,
correct.
like, look at Nadal, right? Now, okay, Nadal is still winning things. Like,
Yes,
he was obviously, but
yeah.
Nadal's had significant injuries. He's had to really slow it down and get it back.
He has.
Federer started really slowing down,
That's correct. Yeah.
and you know, like he had that sort of like dream run in 2017
Yep.
when he was, I think he was what, he was either 36 or 37.
Yeah, 37. I would say it was 37. We're in 2017.
So
Yeah.
I feel like we would be in the, this is perhaps where he would start to be
Yeah, maybe
around
so.
this time anyway. But what's happened is we've missed out on what could have been
Yeah, because
five or six
yeah.
really good years, because
This
he was
year,
like, I mean,
yeah.
he was on top of the world
He was.
when he started to, when the injuries really, the hip started flaring up. And I do feel like if that hadn't happened, we would have, he would have soared for longer. He would have
Yes.
won so much more, and we would probably be still having like, oh, he's had a really bad start to the year, but it might not feel quite so, oh, this is like, this is really painful because we've had such a good run,
Yeah,
you know?
I feel you. Yes. Like maybe we would have won some more major titles. Maybe
Yeah.
we'd...
And he would definitely have won a third Olympic gold medal, like for sure.
Absolutely. Categorically. I mean he might still this year on clay.
At Roland Garros, I mean, that would actually, do you know what? I think, see if that happened, I think I would take that over any other title.
I
Like
think I would too, but yeah.
to be able to be like, I won Olympic gold on grass, on hard court,
I would
and
take
on clay.
yeah I would take that too.
I
In
would take that.
all honesty I would 100% yeah I would take that too. It comes with zero no it does come with points now doesn't it? It comes out like
Honestly, yes, it's not many, but who cares?
who gives a shit at this point yeah
Fair. It's
I would
it's an Olympic gold
happily
medal.
take
I would
Olympic
absolutely take
gold
that.
medal on a clay court yeah I would too yeah I mean let's see this week let's analyze
Yeah,
further.
let's get through tomorrow.
Yeah, let's get through tomorrow. I do believe it's on at it's not before 3 p.m., so it could be slightly later
Yeah.
on.
Yeah, could be three, could be five, could be seven.
Yeah,
I don't
could.
think it'll be, there's only two matches on before him, I think. So I think it
It'll
will
be
be.
around like 3:30, maybe
Yeah.
4, something like
Yeah.
that. So yeah, let's yeah, we'll wait and see, and we'll hopefully be able to report back. Like, I love how we've kind of do you not love how we've gotten into the routine of being like, well, yeah, we'll report back
We'll
after this,
see how he goes.
but because. Because he hasn't really played too well. We've just been like, should we do a review of that? Nah, now we won't bother. So
Until we've got good news to talk about.
we'll see you again.
It could be a
In a few
week,
weeks
could
before
be
you
2 weeks,
play,
could be 3 weeks.
we'll see you in a few weeks before you play the first round of another
Oh,
tournament.
Scott, don't.
Let's see. We'll see. Hopefully, we'll see. You know what? We'll promise. We'll do a review this week if Andy wins a match or
If he gets to the second round,
I guess
we
the
will
second.
100% do another episode this week.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Yeah,
agreed.
let's hit that. If he
Yeah.
wins the match, we'll have to review the match that he
Yeah,
won.
in great detail.
The first win of the season for Andy, we'll have
We
to.
might even have an emergency recording tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, maybe we could. Maybe we could. We'll see. On that note, shall we wrap up this episode of My Amazing? Shall we call it a night? The last thing I'll say, listeners, and I know a lot of you listening are very kind of upbeat Andy fans and very, very much, and like we do try to be. I certainly do try to be. I know that Claire gets a little bit frustrated at me now and then. I know Peter does too. And, I need to say, like, I want the absolute best for Andy Murray. I need to say that. I do want the absolute best for him. It's just, it's a rough time to be a fan. I know we're all feeling it, and it just, yeah, it gets tough every now and then. So hopefully, some more little bit of magic to come. Andy's still playing. Andy's still interviewing. He came out the other day in an interview and said that he's still fighting. He's still competing. He's got his ranking on his own merit, and he's still out there, and that's all totally valid. So, with that all said, let's see if we can get a win tomorrow.
Yeah, let's
I'm
do this, Andy.
even more optimistic after this chat with Claire. So
Yes.
clear this one, Nisan.
Inspirational pep talk.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for listening, folks, to yet another episode of Murray Musings. We're still here. We're here until Andy's last professional tennis match and beyond. So yeah, thank you very much, folks, for listening. And yeah, I've been Scott, and that has been Claire. Thank you very much, folks.
Bye,
Bye.
everyone.
Hi, I'm Andy Murray, and you've been listening to the Murray Musings podcast.